When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 38 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is The Power of Prayer. J.C. Ryle once wrote, "Prayer is the mightiest weapon that God has placed in our hands." Our text for today is from Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, "O king, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes petition to any god or man within 30 days except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the injunctions you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day." Dale Ralph Davis connects yesterday's devotion with today's by stating, in verse 9, Darius had walked right into the conspirators' trap, and in verse 10, Daniel placed his head into their noose. Daniel fell into the trap of not obeying the king's edict because he refused to stop talking to God in prayer. Daniel's actions reveal several truths about the power of prayer. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 specifically tells us the direction in which Daniel prayed. He prayed toward Jerusalem. Why would he face his homeland? Daniel must have known about Solomon's prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 48 and 49. "If they repent with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who carried them captive and pray to you toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, the city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their plea, and maintain their cause." Daniel's windows were open toward Jerusalem, not out of mere superstition, but out of a plea to God. He set his heart toward prayer and his face towards Jerusalem. Notice the critical phrase, "as he had done previously." That's from verse 10. Daniel's prayer life was faithful, steady, and consistent. He didn't pray only in crises. Daniel prayed three times a day. He dialogued with God regularly because it was the most important relationship in his life. Scripture also clarifies that Daniel got down on his knees and gave thanks before his God. That's verse 10. Daniel humbly bowed before the Lord and thanked God when most people in his situation would have complained. He has lived in captivity for years, yet his passion is spending time expressing gratitude to God. Daniel had learned what Kenneth Gangel declared: when everyone in the world seems to have turned against you and your colleagues at work have betrayed you, fall on your knees before God. When Daniel prayed 3 times a day with his windows open toward Jerusalem, it didn't take long for his accusers to catch him in the act. They found Daniel making petition and plea before his God in verse 11. Daniel's prayer life involved faithfully appealing to the Lord for God to rescue him. The officials deceitfully asked the king if he had made an edict against praying to anyone for 30 days besides him. The king assured them that he had made this decree. In his pride and arrogance, the king continues to talk and adds that this decree cannot be revoked. That is when they laid out their proof of Daniel's defiance of the king's command. The king had fallen into their trap, and Daniel was about to fall into the lion's den. Yet Daniel prepared for his upcoming trial by falling on his knees in prayer. Some questions to consider. What have you learned about prayer from Daniel's example? Why is the physical posture of prayer important? And finally, how consistent is your time spent dialoguing with the Lord? Does your prayer life need any improvement? If so, in what areas? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.